I'm still pressing.
In the book of Philippians, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse, Paul say, I press
still pressing
toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
I'm still pressing.
I'm next. That's Demetrius West and the Jesus Promoters. It's You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
Your blessing. Everything you need, church. Everything you need for salvation from sin. Everything you need for your spiritual nourishment. Everything you need for instructions in life. This is our manual for life. All of the instructions are right there in the book. God supplies everything we need, but it's in Christ. It's in Christ. It's in Christ. The location of the blessing. There it is, right there in verse 3. Who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings where? In heavenly places. The location of the blessing, the heavenly places. You see, Christ is our Lord and our King, and we are citizens of his realm. You know how they used to say, we're just pilgrims down here traveling through this land, but our home is in heaven. Our Father is there. Our Savior is there. We have family and loved ones there. Guess what? Our names are there written down in the Lamb Book of Life. In the heavenly places is our eternal dwelling place. But you must be in Christ. So that's why we are to pursue things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And lastly, the blessing agent is Jesus Christ. It's right there in verse 3, all of them. Who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We are to trust Christ as our Lord and Savior. All that he has, those of us in Christ have. Christ's riches are our riches. Those of us who are, say it for me, in Christ. His righteousness is our righteousness, but you must be
in Christ.
His power is our power, but you must be
in Christ.
His position is our position. Where he is, we are.
That's right.
His privilege is our privilege.
Yes.
What he is, we are.
Yes,
his possession is our possession.
Yes.
What he has, we have, but you have to be. We are those things and have those things by the grace of God, who never fails to work his will in those who trust him and those that are in Christ. You see, church, a lot of times we ask God for what he has already given us in Christ. He has already given us in Christ. What we pray for him to give us more love, although the Bible says the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. We pray for peace. Although Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, we already have that. So when we pray, let the Lord know that you know that you already have that. You don't have to ask him. I know the Bible say ask, seek, and knock. But we already have those things in Christ. And I want you to be aware this morning that you already have everything you need in Christ. We pray for happiness and joy. Although Jesus says, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be filled. So, as I prepare to go to my seat, church, I ask you, are you a part of the in crowd? Are you a part of those that are in Christ? You see, you have to position yourself to receive the blessings. And guess where your position is? In Christ. In Christ. That is where God put every spiritual blessing. So in order to participate in these blessings, and what I mean by that is in order to receive these blessings, in order to use these blessings, and in order to have these blessings, you need to be in this position, in this relationship in Christ. You have to align yourself with Christ. You have to ask God to inspect your heart. You have to cry out to him sometime. Sometimes you have to say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Quit looking at everybody else and pointing a finger at everybody else. Don't you know that you are your worst enemy? You yourself are your worst enemy. Keep your eyes, keep your mouth off of other people, because you are your worst enemy. Look and say to yourself, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And if there be anything wicked, any wicked ways in me, Lord, I ask you to lead it away from me. How many know that God will answer your prayer? He will answer your prayer. He's always right there with you. He's right beside you. He's just waiting on you to say, Lord, search me. He will hear you when you call, and he will catch you before you fall. Not only is he right there, church, he loves you, and he seeks to be with you. For the Bible says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. How many know that we win? We win. We have the victory. Anybody in here have the victory this morning? Somebody needs to act like they have the victory already. Because you are in Christ. You are complete in Christ. He has everything that you need. Christ has everything that you need, church. You are complete in Christ. If you didn't know, now you know that you are complete in Christ. So I just ask you to receive it, to believe it, that you are complete in Christ. Yeah, yeah. Just say like the choir say, you are released. Yeah. You are healed spiritually in Christ. Yeah. By his stripes, we are healed. Yeah. You know, if you use that scripture in context, they're really not talking about a physical healing.
That's right.
They are talking about a spiritual healing.
That's right.
They are taught, you are released.
Right. Right.
You are released.
Right.
Your finances are released. Where are they released? In Christ. For the Bible says that our God shall supply our every need according to his riches in glory. Your debts are released because the Bible tells us that you are the head and not the tail. You are the lender and not the borrower. How many received that this morning? You need to receive that. You need to say that. You need to say that because you are complete in Christ. You have everything that you need.
Yes, Lord.
So if you feel burdened, if you feel worn down, you haven't released it. You're still carrying the burden, and you don't have to carry the burden because Christ carries it for you. He has already carried it for you. He has done all of the work on the cross. So when you receive Christ, when you believe in his name, you become his sons, you become his daughter, you become his children, you become joint heirs with him. A person without Christ has no spiritual value. A person without Christ has no standing before God. Don't look around. A person without Christ have no purpose or meaning in the world. He or she is like the shaft that the wind drives away. You see, once we accept Christ and we become in Christ, our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with. And we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because we have been released.
That's right. That's right.
Let it go.
That's right.
Let it go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have been released. Your struggle is over because you have been released. Your body has been healed because you have been released. How many know this morning that you win? You have the victory. We have the victory. The victory is not in us. We're nobody. We're nothing but filthy rags in the eyesight of God. We have the victory in Christ. So I tell you this morning, I leave you with this. Go in Christ. Go in Christ. Are you a part of the in crowd? We thank God today for his holy and divine word. And we pray that someone has been helped. And if there is anyone here this morning that don't know Christ as their personal Savior, that you're not in Christ, we ask this morning that you come forward. You're just giving us your hand, but you're going to give God your heart.
That's right.
Matter of fact, you could have already given him your heart right there in your seat. When you come down these aisles, you're just letting the congregation know that I have accepted Christ in my heart, and I am in Christ.
Just keep me near the cross. Precious fountain, free to all a heap stream. Flows from Calvary's mountain, near the cross, I watch.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at AntiochMathis@BellSouth.net, or you can send a love offering